of them, and as I imagined, Arizona was only the tip of the iceberg. This is a systemic problem in the VA. We suspected it was. The overload of the VA system is nationwide, and the underperformance is nationwide. Mary Beth, our number one complaint has, in our constituent service offices is always the VA. Whether it's the health system or the pension system or disability system, it's always the VA. So I'm not surprised that this is, you know, this is a systemic problem in the VA and that it reached into the Baltimore VA also.
Well, what good does it do to get rid of this 14-day guideline?
Well, it was totally unrealistic. The bottom line is, obviously, in Baltimore, they could have an 81-day guideline and only half the patients would be successfully seen within 81 days. So it was completely unrealistic. The bottom line is, they have to figure out a way to allow our highest priority veterans to just opt out of the VA system, get their care elsewhere. There's no reason that our returning veterans with high percentage service-related disabilities should be waiting months, even for their initial visit.
Well, then it sounds like you want to get rid of the VA.
No, the VA is there, but our highest priority veterans, I think we ought to give them the choice.
How do you determine who that is?
Oh, the VA does already. The VA categorizes every veteran applying to the health system, gives them a 1 through 8 priority category, and some of those are even subdivided. And the number one priority are veterans with high percent service-related disabilities, where the VA pays all their costs, the full cost of their medical care. It's about $12,000 a year per veteran. We honestly could buy them the federal employee health benefit plan for about $2,000 less, pay all their costs, give them the choice of a federal employee health benefit plan, go to whatever hospital and doctors they want.
So would this be like the number one and the number two?
Probably just the number one priority. You take about 1.5 million veterans are priority one veterans, and I imagine that a fair percent of veterans are happy with the care they receive in the VA. But again, everyone who's given part of their lives, made that sacrifice, they should have the choice of not having to wait in line an average of 81 days for their first visit at the Baltimore VA.
Okay, so I'm looking at some of these numbers. Delaware fared better. They have an average wait time of 63 days. So I feel like if I was a veteran, I would drive to Delaware and go there. So how are they able to do it?
Well, Mary Beth,
they're just not as bogged down.
Let's put this in perspective. There's supposed to be a 14-day maximum wait. And Delaware has a 63-day average wait. That's doing, everything is relative. That's better. That's still terrible. I mean, this is for an initial visit. This is not for a complicated visit. This is for an initial visit, to have to wait over 2 months. But, Delaware,
okay, so let me ask you this. If the 14-day guideline is unrealistic, what is realistic, and can we figure that out?
I think the only thing you can do, Mary Beth,
have to have guidelines, right? They have to have goals.
You're absolutely right. And I think the only way to do it now is to unload some veterans from the system, just to say that, the VA is not going to have to take care of 5.6 million veterans. If they're only staffed to take care of 4 million or 4.5, then that's all they can have. And let's find another place to take care of the other veterans. I think that's the only realistic way to do it. We're not going to hire up the VA in terms of more doctors, more nurse practitioners. We're not going to hire up in the next few weeks. But we do have a private health care system that can handle that.
Maryland Congressman Andy Harris, thank you so much for joining us and talking about this topic. And I have a feeling we'll speak.